Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of the quickest ways to inject that classic pirate radio pressure into a drum and bass arrangement, an Amen-style fill in Ableton Live 12. This is not just about chopping a break because it sounds cool on its own. We are carving a short, intentional phrase that works like a signal. It tells the listener the section is turning, the drop is coming, and the energy is about to spike. If you've ever heard a jungle or DNB tune suddenly lock into that tense, forward-driving moment right before the next section, this is the kind of move behind it. We're aiming for something that feels useful in real arrangement work, not just a flashy edit. By the end, you'll have a fill that can sit at the end of a 16-bar phrase, punch through a busy mix, and stay clean enough to work with your kick and sub. First, open up a clean arrangement and find your phrase ending spot. In DNB, the end of a 16-bar section is prime real estate. That's where the listener is already expecting change, so the fill can do its job naturally. A common place is the last two beats before the drop, or the final bar before a switch-up. If you already have an amen break in the project, great. If not, drag one into arrangement view, and set the tempo somewhere around 172 to 174 BPM for that classic DNB feel. Make sure warp is on so the timing stays tight. Now, listen through the break and look for a fragment with attitude. You want something with a strong snare, some hat chatter, or a little ghost note movement. The best fill material usually lives near the end of the amen cycle, where the break naturally rolls forward. That's where the energy feels like it's already leaning into the next bar. Here's the mindset. We are not keeping the whole loop. We're carving. Think of it like editing a sentence down to the one phrase that matters. If the full break is the whole sentence, the fill is the punctuation mark. Turn warp on if it isn't already, and make sure the break is behaving musically. Use a transient preserving warp mode and keep the stretch clean. If the clip is already close to tempo, don't overwork it. The goal is clarity, not smearing the break into mush. Now zoom in and isolate the part you want. In many cases, a really strong amen-style fill can come from just the last half bar or even the last two beats of the break. If that fragment has a solid snare hit and a bit of follow-through from the hats, that's usually enough. At this point, you've got a choice. You can work directly in auto, or you can slice the break for more control. For this lesson, slicing is the better move. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use a transient-based slicing preset so Ableton maps the hits onto a drum rack. Now you can decide exactly which slices stay in, which ones get muted, and which ones get repeated. Focus on a few key pieces. Keep the main snare slice, maybe one ghost hit, and one hat or ride slice for motion. If there's a kick fragment and it doesn't fight your sub, you can keep it, but be careful. In a bass-heavy DNB track, the fill should live mostly in the mid-range and upper mids, leaving the low end free for the drop. Now program a short MIDI pattern. You do not need much here. A strong version might be one snare accent on beat 4, a ghost hit on the last 8th note, and a tiny hat pickup on the final 16th. That's enough to create a sense of momentum without making the fill feel busy for the sake of busy. This is where the carve really happens. You're creating call and response inside a tiny window of time. One hit asks the question, the next hit answers it, and the final accent points straight into the next section. Pay attention to velocity. This matters a lot more than people think. If every hit is the same level, the fill loses its shape. Give the main snare a strong velocity, somewhere in the 105 to 127 range. Keep ghost notes softer, maybe in the 35 to 70 range. Hats can sit in the middle. That contrast is what makes the fill feel alive and human, even if it's chopped and edited. If it feels too stiff, pull a little groove from the groove pool. A subtle swing can bring the fill to life, but don't overdo it. We want urgency, not wobble. In pirate radio style DNB, the energy should feel like it's rushing forward, not stumbling around the grid. If the last note needs more push, nudge it slightly ahead of the beat. That tiny move can make the whole thing feel like it's falling into the drop. Now let's clean it up, because this part is critical. Amen breaks often carry low-frequency junk that can muddy the whole arrangement. Put EQ8 on the break, or the drum rack chain and high-pass it aggressively enough to get it out of the subzone. A good starting point is somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. If the fill still sounds boxy, dip a little around 250 to 500 Hz. The idea here is simple. The fill should feel powerful because of its attack and rhythm, not because it's carrying extra low-end weight. Your sub and kick need their own space. If the fill competes with them, the drop will feel smaller instead of bigger. If you want a bit more smack after EQ, add drum bus. Keep it subtle. A little drive can give the snare more density, and a touch of transient can sharpen the front edge, but be careful with boom unless your low end is very open. In most cases, less is more here. You want the hit to stay tight. Another useful move is clip gain and clip fades. In Live 12, this can be faster than trying to fix everything with devices. If one slice is too long or a bit splashy, trim it directly. Tight phrasing is often what makes a fill sound professional. Sometimes the answer is not more processing. Sometimes it's just a cleaner edit. Now let's give the fill some character. A small amount of saturator can add grime and density. Turn soft clip on and drive it just enough to thicken the snare without turning the whole thing brittle. Then, if needed, use utility to narrow the width slightly so the fill stays focused and mono safe. You can also use echo or delay for a very short tail on the last hit. Keep the dry signal dominant. This is not about making a big washy effect. It's about giving the fill a tiny trail of movement, enough to suggest space without stepping on the next section. If you want a bit of tension, try a quick auto filter move into the fill. A short high pass rise can make the transition feel like it's being pulled forward. Again, keep it tight. The best pirate radio energy usually comes from quick, intentional moves rather than huge dramatic sweeps. Now we get to the arrangement side, and this is where the fill becomes a real transition tool. A strong move is to slightly reduce the energy of the main loop in the bar before the fill. Then introduce the amen carve in the last bar or last two beats. Leave a tiny gap or a final snare accent right before the downbeat. That little moment of space is powerful. In drum and bass, silence can hit harder than more percussion. If you automate a filter cutoff, a reverb send, or even a tiny volume lift on the final accent, the whole thing will feel more like a DJ tool and less like an isolated drum edit. This is the mindset shift. Think of the fill as something that redirects attention. It's not just decoration. It's a transition instrument. One of the best checks you can do is to listen to the fill in context, not solo. A fill might sound amazing by itself and still fail in the arrangement. If that happens, don't just make it louder. Make the transient more defined. Make the rhythm clearer. Tighten the note density. Those fixes usually work better than just pushing level. Once the fill is working, resample it. Record it onto a new audio track using resampling or by routing the drum bus to a fresh track. This gives you a committed version that you can duplicate, reverse, pitch, or chop again later. That's a huge workflow win, especially when you're building multiple transitions in one track. Resampling also helps if you want to layer in some extra nastiness. You can duplicate the fill, pitch one layer down subtly, low pass it, and tuck it under the main version for a darker tail. Or you can resample the fill through saturator and slice it again for a more mangled pirate radio feel. A few advanced variations are worth trying too. You can reverse the last snare slice and tuck it just before the main hit for a suction effect. That's a classic move and it works especially well in darker, heavier tracks. You can split the fill into two voices, one snare lead and one hat lead, and pan them subtly apart. That gives the fill a little more movement without making it huge. You can also try a micro stutter on the last 8th or 16th note. Repeat it 2 or 3 times with decreasing velocity and you get that frantic, chopped up pressure that fits pirate radio energy really well. If you want to get a little more unpredictable, swap the accent. Put the loudest hit somewhere less obvious so the fill feels more like a live chop and less like a stock drum pattern. For heavier DNB and neuro-adjacent material, keep the motion subtle and controlled. Tiny width changes, tiny filter moves, tiny delay feedback changes. That kind of restraint often reads as more sophisticated and more powerful than giant effects. Here's a good practical exercise. Make 3 versions of the same amen style fill. First, make a jungle-leaning version. Keep it raw, use light velocity variation, and only do basic EQ and maybe a touch of drum bus. Second, make a dark roller transition version. High pass harder, add a little saturation, and use a short filtered echo tail on the last hit. Third, make a peak time switch up tool. Resample it, chop the last 2 beats tighter, add a quick filter rise, and cut to silence right before the drop. Place each one at the end of a 16-bar phrase and listen in context. You'll hear quickly how different density, tone, and timing choices change the feel of the transition. So let's wrap it up. An amen style fill is one of the fastest ways to create that unmistakable pirate radio lift in drum and bass. The key is to carve a short, intentional phrase from the break, clean up the low end, shape the transients, and place it where the arrangement needs a clear bar end punctuation mark. When it's done well, the fill doesn't just sound cool. It tells the track where to go next. It creates tension, focus, and impact right before the drop. That's the move. Tight edit, clean low end, strong transient, and just enough grit to make it feel alive.